Parshas Acharei. This parsha begins with a very special mitzvah that Hashem told Moshe to tell Aharon his brother. This was on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the same day when Aharon's two sons, Nadav and Avihu, passed away, as we have learned in Parshas Shmini, because they brought Ketores without being told to. So it was right after they passed away that Hashem told Moshe, warn your brother Aharon not to do the same mistake like Nadav and Avihu. Yes, they wanted to come so close to Hashem, and therefore they went into the Kodesh HaKodashim, the holiest of the holiest place in the Mishkan, and they brought Ketores, but it was without permission. And because of that, they were punished with death. But Aharon should not repeat this mistake. No Yid, except the Kohen Gadol, may ever go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. The Shechina rests right there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And even Aharon the Kohen Gadol may only go there 4 times a year on the day of Yom Kippur, and only in order to do the Avodah, a very special thing, as we're going to learn about a little bit later in this Parsha. But other than these 4 times, Aharon the Kohen Gadol should not enter into the Kodesh HaKodashim. But you, Moshe, you are different. You can come into the Kodesh HaKodashim any time you wish, because you are so holy. Yes, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to speak to Hashem, he would always go into the Ohel Moed, into the special tent, where he would speak to Hashem. At first, this was in Moshe's own tent. And later, once the Mishkan was built up, the Mishkan became the Ohel Moed, the place where Moshe would speak to Hashem, and Hashem would speak to Moshe. Moshe was allowed to enter any day, any time of the whole year. Then Hashem told Moshe about the special avodah, the special service that Aharon HaKohen is going to do on Yom Kippur. First of all of the karbanos of Yom Kippur are to be offered by the Kohen Gadol himself, not just by any other Kohen. It's because this day of Yom Kippur is such a holy day. It's the day when Hashem forgives the Yidden for their sins. That's why the karbanos of this day are so important, that only the Kohen Gadol, who is the holiest Kohen of all, can bring these karbanos. Hashem also told Moshe that Aharon the Kohen Gadol, when he will go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, the holiest part of the Mishkan, then he should not wear all of the 8 garments that he usually wears when he does the Avodah. He should only wear 4 of them. Which 4? Well, first of all, there was the Michnasayim, the pants that the Kohen Gadol wore, that was made out of white linen. Number 2, the kutaines, that was a long shirt, which was also made out of white linen. Then, there was the avnet, that was a special belt, like a gartel, that was made out of many different kind of materials. But on Yom Kippur, it was made out of linen, and nothing else. The 4th garment was the mitznefes. It was a special hat It was like a turban, which was also made out of white linen. Then there were other four garments that had in itself gold. First of all, the me'il. That's the long coat that had golden bells on the bottom of its hem, as we learned in Parshas Tetzaveh. Then there was the chayshen. That's the breastplate that was woven from seven different kind of threads, and one of them was gold. Also, the chayshen mishpat had golden settings that would hold the special beautiful stones and gems of the chayshen. Then there was the ephod. That was the apron that the Kohen Gadol would wear. That was also woven from seven different kind of threads, of which one of them was gold. Also, as you remember, as we learned in Parshas Tetzaveh, the ephod had on the shoulder straps and had two golden settings for the two gems. And then finally, the tzitz, the head plate, which the Kohen Gadol would wear on the top of his forehead, which was made entirely of gold, on which it said, Kodesh LaHashem. So we see that the Kohen Gadol had four garments of white linen, and the other four had also gold. But on Yom Kippur, before the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, he would take off all of the eight garments and put on only four garments that were made out of pure white linen. And that's how he would go in. Now, why didn't Hashem want the Kohen Gadol to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim with the garments that had gold? Well, there are a few reasons for this. First of all, not to remember the golden calf, the Egel HaZahav. Because today, on Yom Kippur, the day of forgiveness, we don't want to go with gold, which reminds us of the terrible sin of the Egel HaZahav. That's why the Kohen Gadol would take off the garments that have gold in them before he would enter to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Another reason is because Malachim are also dressed in white. And on this day, the Kohen Gadol is like a Malach, like an angel who's dressed in white. Another reason is because when you see the color white, it resembles forgiveness, that Hashem takes away all of our sins. But gold, it's a little bit reddish, which reminds us of the sin. That's why we don't want to have any gold at all when the Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh HaKodashim. Now, on Yom Kippur, it wasn't only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim that the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah. He had a lot of different things he would be doing around the Mishkan, in the Kodesh section, in the Azara, in the yard. So whenever the Kohen Gadol will be doing anything outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he would wear all eight garments, also those that have gold. It was only when he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Aron Kodesh is and the Kruvim, only then did he wear white. But when he had to do anything else on the day of Yom Kippur, like with other Karbanos and other things he had to do in the Mishkan, he would wear all the eight garments. So that means to say, the Kohen Gadol had to change his clothes a couple of times on the day of Yom Kippur. In fact, he changed his clothes on Yom Kippur five times. First he would wear the golden clothes. then do some work, like bringing the carbon tamid, the carbon musaf, and other things that we're going to learn about later. Then he took off the golden garments and put on the white ones, and then he would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and start his avodah. When he would come out, he would get undressed from the white ones and put back on the golden ones and do other things. And like this went on and off. The golden ones, the white ones, the golden ones, the white ones. And altogether, he had to change 5 times. And you know, every time that he had to change his clothes, he dipped his body in a mikveh. And also, he would pour water over his hands and feet with a golden pitcher. He did this twice for each changing of his clothes. He did it once before he took off the clothes, and another time after he put on the new set of clothes that he was going to wear. So that means he washed his hands and feet 10 times. 2 times for each changing. And since he changed 5 times, it's altogether 10 times of washing his hands and feet. Yes, Yom Kippur is such a holy day. Everything is counted. Every move that the Kohen Gadol does has a special reason with a special mitzvah. In fact, a week before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to start training himself and getting used to the different kinds of avodah that he's going to do on Yom Kippur. Yes, the Kohen Gadol left his house 7 days before Yom Kippur and would live for a whole week in a special room in the Beis HaMikdash. He had to cleanse himself and make himself holy for 7 days. Our Chachamim described to us how the Kohen Gadol would prepare himself the week before Yom Kippur in order to know how to do all the things in the Beis HaMikdash on the day of Yom Kippur. First of all, he would leave his house 7 days before and live in a room in the Beis HaMikdash. And he would make himself pure and holy during these 7 days. Together with the Kohen Gadol, they also had a substitute. That means another Kohen to be ready just in case the Kohen Gadol became Tamei and was not able to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So they should have a substitute who would be the Kohen Gadol instead of him and do the Avodah. So for 7 days the Kohen Gadol would get ready. On the 3rd of the 7 days, and also on the 7th day, the Kohen Gadol was sprinkled with the very special waters of the Parah Aduma. Why did they have to sprinkle him? Because just in case that without him knowing he maybe became Tamei before he came to the Beis HaMikdash, he is therefore sprinkled with the special waters that he should become Tahir, he should become pure. Then the Sanhedrin, the Jewish judges, would send a group of Talmidei Chachamim, of great scholars, to teach the Kohen Gadol exactly how to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. They would read to him parts of the Torah in Parshas Acharei Mos that deal with the Avodah of Yom Kippur, to teach him all the halachos that he had to know, and then they would test him, and he would have to repeat it to them until he knew them well. If the Kohen Gadol knew the halachos already, then they will explain it in more detail. During these 7 days, he also practiced the many different avodos, such as the offering the ketores, the karbanos, the lighting the menorah, and so on. When it came Erev Yom Kippur, all the animals that are going to be used as karbanos on Yom Kippur were brought in front of the Kohen Gadol. Why? In order that he should recognize each carbon and to know which animal goes for what. He had to recognize the bull, the ram, the goats, and so on. Because each of the animals had a special thing that's supposed to be done with them. When it came the night of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to go to sleep. He had to stay up. He would read different chapters, prakim, of the Tanakh, of Sefer Iyov, Ezra, Divrei Hayamim, and Daniel, in order to keep him awake. If they noticed that the Kohen Gadol started to doze off, started to fall asleep, the young Kohanim would wake him up by snapping their fingers in a noisy way. If the Kohen Gadol felt tired, he was told to stand on the floor for a while. By doing this, the Kohen felt refreshed, since the stone floor of the Beis HaMikdash was cold. Also, all the great people of Yerushalayim would also stay awake throughout the entire night. And like this, from all the commotion and noise going on in the city of Yerushalayim, this would help to keep the Kohen Gadol awake. Now the first Avoida, the first thing to be done on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol, would be to bring the carbon tamid right in the morning. But there was something that was done before that. Right after midnight, they made a gadol. We learned about this in the previous parsha in Tzav, that they would choose one kohen by a gadol through a lottery to go to the mizbeach and lift up a handful of the ashes, and then other kohanim would clean up the rest of the mizbeach. So this was done right after midnight. The morning has not yet come, and the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash was already filled with people. As soon as the day began, the Kohen Gadol began the Avodah. First of all, he toveled himself in the mikveh. He put on his golden garments. He poured water over his hands and feet before he put it on and after he was dressed. Then, the first thing he did was, he brought the carbon tamid. That's the daily carbon that we learned about in Parshas Tzav, that every day there is a carbon tamid. One is brought in the morning, and one in the afternoon. Then, he burned the usual handful of ketitis. Then he finished setting up the lights in the menorah, and did the other things that he's supposed to do every morning in the Beis HaMikdash during any other day of the year. The Kohen Gadol also brought his daily Karban Mincha. This we also learned about, that the Kohen Gadol would bring a Karban Mincha every day and offer half of it in the morning and half in the afternoon. Then, just like every Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov has a Karban Musaf, the same thing, Yom Kippur, also has extra Karbanos as a Musaf for the day of Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol would shecht one bull and seven lambs as a Karban Ola. This is part of the Musafim of Yom Kippur. Later he's going to finish the rest of the Karban Musaf. The Kohen Gadol then washes his hands and feet. He takes off the golden garments. He toivels himself in the mikveh, gets dressed in the white garments and washes his hands and feet again. And then comes to the next step. The next step is vidui. We learned about vidui earlier in the Chumash, that at certain times, if a person wants to ask Hashem for forgiveness for certain sins, he has to place his hands on the head of the carbon and say to Hashem, which sins is he asking forgiveness for? And this is what the Kohen is now going to do. The Kohen walks over to where his bull was standing. Yes, the Kohen Gadol has his own karbanos that he's supposed to bring, with which he's going to ask Hashem for forgiveness for his own sins and of his family. The bull was standing right near the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the entrance to the Kodesh section in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen walks over and puts his both hands on the head of the bull, and he says vidui, and he asks Hashem for forgiveness for his own averis, his own sins, and those of his family. He would say, Ana Hashem, please Hashem, I have sinned before you, I and my family. Please Hashem, please forgive us for the sins that I and my family had committed before you. As it says in the Torah, Ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem, for on this day Hashem will forgive you, letaher esechem mikol chatoiseichem, to cleanse you from all of your sins, lifnei Hashem titharu, that you should become pure before Hashem. This is the vidui that the Kohen Gadol would say. Now, whenever we say Hashem's name in either a bracha or a tefillah, or when we are saying a pasuk of the Torah, whenever you see Hashem's name written Yud, K, Vav, K, we do not read it the way it's written. Instead, we read it as if it says Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. But on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen would come up to the words of the pasuk, Lifnei Hashem Titharu, the word Hashem, he would read the Shem HaMefayrash, which means he would read the word Yud Kei Vav Kei exactly as it is written, not as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, but as it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. And whenever the Kohanim and the Yidden who are assembled in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, whenever they would hear the holy name of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, come out of the mouth of the Kohen Gadol, they would all bow down and fall on their faces and answer, Baruch Shem Kevoid Malachusai Li'olam Va'ed, blessed be the name of His glorious kingdom forever and ever. Throughout the entire Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would say Hashem's name, the Shem HaMefayrash, 10 times. But you know, our Chachamim tell us that the Kohen Gadol didn't even have to do anything that the name of Hashem should come out of his mouth. By a miracle from Hashem, the name just left his mouth. Yes, the Shekhinah would speak through the Kohen's throat, and the name of Hashem would come right out. Now, after the Kohen finished the vidui, he would not shecht this bull on which he said vidui, but he's first going to do something else. That is the Goydol, the lottery with the two goats. The Kohen Gadol stood in the Azara, with the Sagan, the assistant Kohen Gadol, who was standing on his right side. On his left was standing the leader of the Kohanim who were working that week in the Beis HaMikdash. Now there were two goats that were prepared in the Azara. One would be as a carbon for Hashem, and the other would be taken away for Azazel. I'll soon tell you what that is. How would they decide which one is for a carbon for Hashem and which for Azazel? Well, in front of the Kohen Gadol, there was a wooden box. In this wooden box, there were two pieces of wood. On one of them, it was written the word LaHashem, and on the other one, it said LaAzazel. The Kohen Gadol put both hands into the box and took the two wooden pieces into each hand. Then he placed the wood that was in his right hand on the head of the goat that was standing on his right side. And the piece of wood that came up in his left hand, he put on the head of the goat that was on his left side. And like that, we would know which one is going to be a carbon LaHashem and which one will be taken away to Azazel. The Medrash tells us that the Kohen Gadol didn't really need to even take out the pieces of wood. By a miracle, they would just spring out of the box into the Kohen Gadol's hands. Our Chachamim also tell us that during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a Kohen Gadol who was named Shimon HaTzadik. Besides being a very special tzaddik, he was also a very big Talmud Chacham, and he was the Rosh, the head of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish judges. While he lived, five miracles would take place every Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, because he was such a great tzaddik who kept all the mitzvahs that are in the five chumashim, he deserved that five miracles should happen for him. What are the five miracles? Well, the first thing was that it always ended up that the one LaHashem, for Hashem, was always the goat on the right side, which was supposed to be a sign that Hashem is very happy with the Yidden. The second one was that the Kohen Gadol used to tie a red ribbon between the horns of the goat that would be taken away to Azazel. Later, after the goat was killed, they would see that the red ribbon would turn white. That was a miracle from Hashem, to show that Hashem had forgiven the sins of the Yidden. After Shimon HaTzadik passed away, the ribbon sometimes turned white and sometimes remained red. Another miracle was, as long as Shimon HaTzadik lived, the Ner HaMa'aravi on the menorah burned until the next morning, even after the other six lamps went out.